On August 24th, 2023, 21-year-old Takiya Young, a pregnant black woman from Ohio, was fatally shot by police officers outside a grocery store in Blinden Township. The shooting, which was captured on body cam footage, has sparked mass outrage and calls for justice from her family, her community, civil rights advocates, and more impactfully, the whole internet. Police violence is a continuous problem in the United States. Obviously, and it obviously disproportionately impacts black and brown communities. According to a 2022 report by the National Crime Justice Commission, black people are 2.5 times more likely than white people to be killed by police. So when shit like this happens, pressure needs to be applied. Obviously. Welcome back to Bruh's Murder. I am Andre, and I'm the host of this show. In this mini episode, we're going to be going over the case of Takiya Young and how you can be active in supporting her and her family to seek a thorough investigation. Because no matter where you fall on this hot topic, an investigation and accountability at the end of the day is needed, obviously. So let's get into it. On August 24th, 2023, Takiya Young was accused of shoplifting at a Blinden Township, Ohio grocery store. When police arrived, they ordered Young to get out of her car. Young refused, and the police officers began to break the windows of her vehicle. Young then drove away, and the police officers opened fire. Takiya was struck multiple times with bullets and died at the scene. The police have not released any information about what led to the police encounter or why the officers opened fire. However, Young's family and community members have called for the police to be held accountable. The shooting of Takiya Young has been met with widespread condemnation. Civil rights advocates have also called for a thorough investigation of the shooting and reform to prevent future tragedies like this to happen again. But we live in America, so Takiya Young was a 21-year-old mother of two young sons, and she was pregnant with her third child at the time of her death. She was a loving and caring person by all regards of her family and her friends. Her grandmother described her as a goofy and fun-loving person. She was also a talented artist and a musician. Takiya was also very involved in her community and volunteered her time at a local soup kitchen. Her family has said that her recent pregnancy was a joyful time for her and everyone around her, and she was looking forward to welcoming her first daughter into the world. I mean, just thinking about it, the impact is immeasurable, because not only have her family lost their daughter, they lost the birth of a new daughter. Like, her two sons lost their mother, and their unborn sister didn't even get a chance to life. The circumstances surrounding Takiya Young's death is still under investigation. Young was accused of shoplifting at a Kroger grocery store. When police arrived, they ordered Young to get out of her car, and she refused. The police officers began to break the windows of her car. She then drove away, and police officers opened fire, killing her. Even the events prior are still up in the air, and we really don't even know if she actually shoplifted to begin with. The community's reaction to her death has been swift and widespread. There have been protests, vigils, and other forms of activism in her name. Immediately following the shooting, Young's family and friends held a candlelight vigil to mourn her death and demand justice. The vigil was attended by hundreds of people, and many expressed their anger and sadness over the young woman's death. In the days following the shooting, there have been several protests and vigils in her name. Protesters have marched through Blinden Township and Columbus, Ohio streets, calling for the officers involved to be held accountable. In addition to protests and vigils, there have also been a GoFundMe campaign launched to raise money for her family. The campaign has raised over $10,000, and the funds will be used to support her two sons and their unborn daughter, along with funeral costs and an investigation. My thoughts on this, child. There could be a number of reasons why she acted the way that she acted. Like, you can't expect everyone to be cool, calm, and collected when they're being approached by police officers. It's an intense and scary situation. Unlike the police officers who are trained to stay calm, cool, collected, and think clearly in these heightened moments, the public isn't. They just aren't. You can't expect everyone to act orderly and accordingly. People fight, flight, or freeze. It's nature. It's just your body. Especially someone who's pregnant has a whole bunch of hormones going on in them already. I think that an investigation is needed. I think accountability is needed. I think better training is needed. Someone's shouldn't shoplifting shouldn't be a death sentence. Like, shit. You should have just let her drive away and write down her license plate, find her later. She's not going to go far. She was pregnant. So I will be attaching the GoFundMe in the show notes. Please check it out. Donate if you can. Share the episode to get the word around if you want to. That would be helpful. Stick around. Enjoy the music. I'm actually editing this on the Spotify app, so I have access to different kinds of music. So let's see. I'm going to play around with stuff. So yeah, enjoy the music. Go donate. Call the action. This is the call to action part. Call to action. And yeah, kisses from the homies. See you next week. Are you me? Are you down for me, baby? Baby.